This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This coming Sunday, June 12th, is Loving Day. It marks the 49th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the case of Loving versus Virginia. This landmark decision struck down the criminality of interracial marriage in America. They'll be celebrating Loving Day this Sunday in Grand Rapids with a full day of film, music, and theater put on for one and all by the Ebony Road Players. It's a Grand Rapids theater company. Edie Evans-Hyde is executive director of the Ebony Road Players. She joins us via Skype. Edie, welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Edie, take us back to June 12th, 1967. What was the case of Loving versus Virginia about?
Basically, it was about two people from Virginia, Richard and Mildred Loving, who got married in Washington, D.C., but they lived in Virginia at the time. And in Virginia, I don't know if they did not know this or not, but it was illegal for them to be married.
And why was that?
They were an interracial couple.
So Mildred was African American and Native American?
Yes.
And Richard was a white man?
Yes.
What happened then? They got married and then they moved to Virginia.
Well, and they actually lived in Virginia, but they went to Washington to get married. And when they came back, I guess it gotten out that they had gotten married, even though they had been friends and lived in the same area. Everyone knew them pretty much as a couple. But legally, during that time, they weren't supposed to be married. So when they got back home, they were immediately arrested and was threatened with a year of imprisonment if they did not leave Virginia.
And what happened then?
They left Virginia, but kept sneaking back in. Richard kept sneaking. They needed to be separated is what the deal was. Mm. And eventually, and I think it was during the time with Robert Kennedy and the civil rights movement, Mildred got very brave and decided to write Mr. Kennedy and just say, we want to be married. We want to stay together. And this couple, this Southern couple, who you would never think they would do something as bold as this, took this all the way to the Supreme Court. And it's an amazing story of what two non-assuming, just regular citizens can do to change a country.
And now we have Loving Day, an annual celebration each June 12th. What's the goal of what you have planned for West Michigan Loving Day celebration?
Well, the Loving Day celebration, I actually went to my first one in Los Angeles, and it was just an amazing artistic event. And because we are a theater company, we want to try to get stories out of people who normally don't get a chance to tell their story, underrepresented voices. And the Loving story is an attempt for us to tell this story, tell the history, and how it is very important for us to know even today, to celebrate the multicultural families in our community and encourage inclusion and diversity, and to just say, hey, it's okay. We can do this together and enjoy some great art together while telling this story.
So give us some details. This is really not just a drop-in for an hour. You've got a full day planned.
Yes, from 12 o'clock noon until 8 o'clock. During the first part of it, we will have a community event. Basically, it's like a block party in the Wealthy Street District. If anyone's from Grand Rapids, you know where Wealthy Street is. So we're having face painting and music and just fun food and different things going on for families. Later on in the afternoon, we will have a film series produced by the Mosaic Film Experience. They will be showing some student films that are about diversity and inclusion and self-awareness.
And this is interesting, being high school students exploring these themes, so you'll get a chance to get their perspective.
Yes, and these are wonderful films that will be going on during that time. We have an original play that's going on by Randy Wyatt called One Simple Question. Basically, the play is built around story circles of people that we interviewed, and the stories were built around that. And then we're having a concert at the end. In the middle of it, though, I should say, we are showing the HBO film, The Loving Story, and having a panel discussion about that movie and about the importance of it in our country.
Full day with a lot of different artistic expressions of a very important point. And I want to get your thought on this important point. What do you believe the Loving decision has meant to this country in the nearly five decades since it was handed down?
Well, I think that now, going through the last marriage decision that we had last year, this court case was actually used in that Supreme Court case for the gay marriage. issue. And it's amazing to me how those same issues and those same questions and why we should respect people's ability to love each other is something that's going on right now again. And the fact that they used that court case of 1967 for this court case of last year was amazing to me. I also think that a lot of people take that court case for granted. I tell people, well, 1967, and they look at me like, that wasn't really that long ago. And it really wasn't that long ago. To keep that in the forefront, that we as Americans tend to go through this quite often, but we don't have a very long history with giving people equality like this.
It is a nice bit of, I don't want to say irony, but a nice coincidence that the couple's last name was Loving. So you can talk about, yes, Loving Day.
Yes. Isn't that amazing? I just love it that that's their name.
Edie Evans-Hyde is executive director of the Ebony Road Players. And you can find out more about West Michigan's Loving Day celebration coming up this Sunday by going to their website, ebonyroad.org. Hope the weather will be as equally sunny as the message that will be sent out this coming Sunday. Thank you so much, Edie.
Thank you.